Our text is from Psalm 92. You have the whole psalm on this half sheet, primarily verse 12. The righteous man will flourish like the palm tree. He will grow like a cedar in Lebanon. Now, a good gardener takes pride in his plantings because they reflect on him. Early this morning, NPR visited Ray Maliazzi of Car Talk fame to discuss his garden. Now, you can check this out at talkingplants.com. Our psalm verse pictures God's righteous man. He flourishes like a palm. Now, the date palm of Palestine can grow to 40, 50 feet, maybe even 80. Now, that's quite impressive when you think of such a height. Its feathery branches at the top are a pale green, and they can be 6 to 12 feet long. And they are helpful for a parade, a symbol of victory, as when Jesus entered Jerusalem. So any place that you have a good planting of palms, even when they're not so tall, is pretty attractive to the eye. The righteous man, it says, flourishes like a cedar in Lebanon. Now, cedar is stately, towering majestically with its long branches. In Scripture, the cedar of Lebanon was even a symbol of the Messianic age. And its wood was extremely useful, so much so that there's hardly any left in Lebanon. Maybe, according to my readings, 8, but a few tiny ones. So useful that it could be carved. It could be made into ceiling planks, into pillars, into masts for ships. Solomon used such for building his palace and for building the temple. And as you know, cedar wood has a couple special qualities. One is the smell, very distinctive, and another is its resistance to rot. Now, my own grandfather had a small woods of cedar and a small business of making cedar fence posts and cedar shingles. I remember the smell. I remember the valuable posts that didn't have to be replaced for a long time. So, like a flourishing palm and a cedar of Lebanon is the righteous man. And so it pictures someone who draws strength and life from God, a righteous one, trusts in God, depends entirely on him. And here you can think of Abraham, David when he was good, Job, Gideon. A good tree has a source from which it is able to flourish. For the man of faith, it is God. For the Holy Spirit, through God's word, teaches us, guides us, makes us good wood, green living tissue that bears fruit. And the growth is not our greening and our getting tall. The fruit is not our glory, but God's. For he plants, feeds, sustains, makes us flourish. As a spiritual gardener of such trees, then, the glory all belongs to God. Now, what would be the case of the unrighteous man? Do the reverse. He trusts in his own strength and growth. When the winds of this world can't come, his lack of good greenness lets him cave to evil and rot. And the unrighteous are taught not by God and by the Spirit, but by selfishness and greed and envy. Think Enron. They appear to flourish, but are really just feeding on vegetation around them. They coerce, overpower others, hoping to stand tall, look good, because everything else has been had the life taken away from it. Theirs is a fake kind of fruit, a facade of usefulness. But inwardly, this is dead wood. So what kind of man or woman are we? Do we trust our own power, not God's? Do we seek our own glory, not God's? Do we only appear beautiful and impressive, but are inwardly dying and rotting? If we find such bits and pieces in us, then we need to turn to God and admit this failure. And hear his invitation to trust in our Lord Jesus Christ, who takes away such sin and rot, takes it upon himself, and on a tree dies, so that we are able to be brought alive again. And then continually to hear the word of the Lord that brings regeneration and life. And so let God's Spirit, by the power of the word, make us tall, durable, sweet-smelling to God, beautiful in his garden, reflecting his glory by our fruit. You see, God would have us grow in his house, in his courts, and bring forth, even in our old age, his fruit. For it is God who makes good wood that reflects his tender care and reveals his glory as the gardener of spiritual things. In such a manner, then, may the righteous flourish.